Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, August 13th. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Actually, today is an open-lying Tuesday. That means you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And hopefully, I have an opinion on it and that I have some insight. And hopefully, I did read the news and be able to do some commentary, right? But I have, as usual, I have one or two things that has vexed me, or I just want to talk about, and I want you to give your opinion on such as well, right? So without further ado, my first peeved, which I am concerned. I mean, I'm looking through my phone to find another voice clip to send the producer Kermit, but I speak to off the cuff in the meantime, right? Today I saw a video, one of those phone videos that we used to take, right? Of a motorcycle crew. I call them motorcycle gangs. I've commented on it before, you know, that I am concerned that we need to address it. This motorcycle gang was on Bay Street, about maybe 15 to 20 of them strong. They obstructed traffic, not just obstructed traffic, you know. In the traffic was a minister. I couldn't tell which minister it was, right? But this minister had a, what the police is called, who's be driving the motorcycle? The outliners? The outlier. They had their own outlier. So definitely going to parliament, right? And this outlier police officer's guarding had, because you see the lights flashing, so I'm assuming they're having some type of siren type thing, I'm assuming, in the video. And there was guiding this minister, cabinet minister, because I saw the cabinet minister plate, to Bay Street. And this motorcycle gang, this lawless monsters, decided to block traffic, block the minister, and decided to do all kind of whirlies and all kind of... I want you to picture this. Bay Street was black with rubber smoke. As they press their brakes and gas and do these whirlies in the middle of Bay Street, by number one Bay Street, which is what that is, at the hotel, right? And I'm picturing if something did happen where someone sneezed and they let their foot off the brake and that car wantonly charged into the crowd that was watching, you know how many deaths there would have been? And it's not just one, you know. It's at least about 6-7 motorbikes and this monster car was all doing these twirly type foolishness in the road, blocking, obstructing this cabinet minister from going. And I'm picturing, I live in a country where the deputy prime minister, nay, he was acting prime minister at the time. I live in a country where the acting prime minister was home in his house on West Bay Street. And criminals came and charged inside his home and hold him and his wife hostage with his detail and his family and robbed them. I live inside a country where that happened. That's the Bahamas I live in, you know. And now we have criminal motorcycle gangs who can drive up next to a cabinet minister car who is escorted by police detail, stop them from proceeding to go to Bay Street, the main street, mean thoroughfare of Nassau of New Providence, to block him off entirely for a good 3, 4, 5 minutes, be so close to them where they do all kind of whirlies and twirlies in the road and black smoke all over the place and people cheering on, right? And then in the corner, we see a walking police come in. And when he's realized that the motorcycle gang was so large, so noisy, so monstrous, you see the police just walk right back off. You know, you hold his hand inside the air and say, Lord, this is beyond me. We got a problem. The commissioner of police has a problem. I scared. That's a motorcycle gang. And nobody's talking about it. And I'm watching this video, right? Because last time I saw this motorcycle gang, I saw the police was escorting the motorcycle gang. You know, this is a different video. And the police was escorting the motorcycle gang, condoning it. And, you know, the motorcycle gang had at least 40 to 60 members. And half of them had no helmet on. Then you're looking at the motorcycle gang. They had no license plate. But then most of us don't have no license plate no more. That's the type of country I live in where we can't produce license plates. So I don't know if they just driving or whatever. But this is the country we live in. And nobody seems to be concerned. Nobody is panicking that this motorcycle gang got so close to whoever. Sure, if it's the prime minister inside there. So cabinet minister right there, right? And stop the police who... I would have taken out my gun as a police officer and go bang, 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 bang to show the gravity that you can't be doing this to people, head of state, ministers in this country. You can't be condoning this type of criminality, this type of lawlessness. The commissioner cannot not speak. Who's the leader of the government affairs? He cannot not speak, right? The Minister of National Security cannot not speak. Someone has to speak and say these motorcycle gangs are getting out of control. The other day in Fox Hill, when we was having that John Canoe thing in Fox Hill, Emancipation Day, I heard the motorcycle gang reach Fox Hill from I live far from the roundabout now. But the noise of those scores of motorcycle coming there, brum, 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 disturbing the peace at night. See, once upon a time, I grew up in an era where those people used to drive casually and go on the tracks, and they do their gallivanting on the tracks. They've limited themselves to the tracks to be doing this flipping and these just risking life and wanton recklessly driving. And they did it on the tracks. And of course, the police used to come and raid the tracks and say, this is illegal. What y'all doing? Disperse. And these men, women, because the women now are doing the same thing. They have their motorbike and their car, muscle car and thing. And have moved from the tracks. They no longer go on the tracks. They're on our streets. They don't give a darn about us and our safety. They on our streets risking our lives. They're saying they daring a Negro. They daring a Negro to say something to them because they beyond the law. They beyond any commission of police. They dare the commission of police to tell them they can't do this foolishness on Bay Street, at the fish fry, in Adelaide, in Gambia. They dare Negro. They dare Negro to try stop them from doing foolishness like this on their streets. You know? It bad. I see Kermit sent me another video. Bad it is. I mean, I terrified. I terrified. Not just because they're doing it, no. Because they're doing it and they're getting away with it. Nobody's speaking out. It seems as if our commission of police, the police force by extension, is inept. They flaccid and soft. They ain't working. In Prince Charles, on Prince Charles, I live off Prince Charles, I live in Foxville, I don't know where I live, Foxville, right? There's a motorcycle gang. They have these, what I call putt-putt motorcycles. They ain't the big motorcycles like these other set. These are little small, little scooter-type, moped-type. You see them going back and forth on Prince Charles. People, 6 to 8 of them at a time, whisking up and out, and they drive into the shanty town and come back out of the shanty town. I ain't saying who they is. I just saying they're going to the shanty town. There's be 6 or 7, 8 of them. All bareback. All bareback, whisting up and down Prince Charles, right? Every afternoon time, early in the morning, right? Eight of them per time. Like I said, just be going in and out of the shanty town. I ain't saying who they is. He ain't up to me. That's why you have the, what they call, what the commissioners call, police call them, SID. Anyway, they have them to investigate. But they're saying this thing is getting out of control, and the powers that be are ignoring it. And I find that when you play with puppies do one thing. Puppies do one thing. The people text me and say, let me see the video. Go on my page. That's where you go. Go on my page. And you can see it right there. I vexed her at it. But anyway, I saying that, you know? And then you have criminally minded people who text in the Guardian text line to say the police is a gang. You see why we're going through problems right now? You see why? Because we have what I call monstrous people out there who, when you talk in serious talk, they'll say, oh, but the police is a gang. Therefore, we shouldn't do anything with these other criminals, right? You know, let them all take us over and destroy us. You know, they have some sinister people out there. And I rebuked them in the name of Jesus. But anyway, the other day, and I was looking for to read it, and I'm still trying to find it on my phone, but I'm looking on Minister K. Minister K is a friend of mine. He'd normally be on Facebook, and we go back and forth and debate all kind of things. And I only call his name because it's his writing. It's his writing, and I wanted to have a discussion on his writing. And the man is brilliant. He's thought-provoking. I disagree with him vehemently at times. I disagree with him on this occasion. And I'm speaking like this so I can quickly check his page to see if I can find it. But in a nutshell, Minister K mentioned on his social media page that he is concerned. He is concerned or said that it should not be allowed to have other foreign nationals get given the right, given permission to have independence celebrations on what that thing is Fort Charlotte, whatever Fort Charlotte place is. Wherever we have our what that place is where we have our independence ceremony, what that's called? The park where we have, say again? Yeah, it's Fort Charlotte. It's Fort Charlotte, man. The place where these, the in the front of Fort Charlotte. Where these have the tattoo. No, someone can text me soon and tell me the correct name for it. So forgive me for it. On August 1st, I think it's August 1st. It could be in August 5th. August 5th, Jamaica, who usually have their Independence Day celebration on that fort area or that place where they played Clifford Park. Thanks very much. Clifford Park, yes. Thanks very much, Judy. Clifford Park. Jamaicans normally have their Independence Day celebration on Clifford Park. And Minister Kay, and I'm still looking for the exact write-up. I took a picture of it and just, my phone's up so many pictures. He's raised his concern that it should not be allowed, that foreign entities should not be allowed to have any type of Independence Day celebrations on that park, right? And I want to know your opinion on it. I mentioned that the park itself, Clifford Park, is not sacred, right? It's the event that happened on Clifford Park that is sacred. And I believe that the Bahamas is matured enough. The Bahamas is matured enough to have other nationalities celebrate on our park without us becoming defensive to say they can't come and participate. If you don't want to eat their mannish water or eat their ackee and codfish and their jerk, don't go. But make sure you show up to go to when we have our events. I find that a number of people who tend to be complaining about other nationalities celebrating themselves tend not to come out when we celebrate ourselves. Worry about us. Worry about our constitution. Worry about our laws. And don't be citing other people's laws, other people's constitutions, especially when you're talking about us. No. I can't be entertaining that in general, right? Also, one of the things I want to talk about, I sent Kermit. So Kermit, can you cue that up for me, please? that I wanted to play. It's about American politics. And I said, it was entertaining to listen to. I had a number of debate on my page, my social media page, regarding it, right? And I say, no, just being much like American politics anyway. And it has to do with Americans talking. It's very emotive. And I saw, I had some distant cousins, because you know, I've been adopted by Long Island now. I have been, some of Long Island cousins start commenting on it, and right? And I wanted to have the listening audience opinion on it. So Kermit, if you have that, queued up, you can tell me when you could, and you can play that. Go ahead, play it there.
Speaking of Kamala, right? How do you feel about her?
House Nick, just like Barack Obama, they do what they need to do to stay close to the white power structure. She made a career locking up black people. This is national television about a year or two ago and said America is not a racist country.
Lord have mercy.
You want me to go vote for a so-called black woman who went on international television and told the world that America is not a racist country? She spit in the face of the family of Trayvon Martin. She spit in the face of the family of Breonna Taylor. She spit in the face of the family of Michael Brown, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, Amir Locke, Dante. We can go on and on. Tamir Rice, all the Africans murdered by police, which are state-sanctioned executions. Let us be clear. The police are agents of the state. When the police kills a black person, that is a state-sponsored execution. And in response to all this racism, the execution of George Floyd, this part-time black woman says America is not racist. My issue ain't her being mixed race. Nobody's responsible for how they come into this world. My issue with her is not identifying with her people. So what are y'all going to do for black people? And she said, we can't pass laws just for black people. She said this.
So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to do something that's only going to benefit black people? No.
If the Democratic Party can't do anything just for black people, why did y'all pass a law only for Asians? Why did y'all pass a law only for Native Americans? Why did y'all pass a law only for transgenders? Why did y'all pass a law only for LGBTQs? Why did y'all pass a law only for immigrants? If you can't do anything just for black people, this is what she said. It came out of her mouth. If you can't do anything just for black people, how was it possible for you and President Biden to do all these other things for specific ethnic groups in this country from whose benefit no other group can take anything from? Complete contradiction. Kamala Harris is not for black people.
Of course, that caused all kind of controversy, right? Kamala Harris is the current vice president for the United States. She's running for president, or she's vying to be the Democrats' representative candidate for president of the United States. The critique there was by Pan-African. I forget his name. Don't worry, someone can text me and tell me his name shortly. He came to the Bahamas and being on a radio station once or twice. I think I met him also. He tends to always be complaining, right? But he's a Pan-Africanist, a modern-day Dr. Umar. Yeah, Dr. Umar, I appreciate that, Dexter, who tends to always be complaining. But he made some strong points there that made me stop and say, I got to post this, right? And mind you, I'm not no Donald Trump supporter, right? Thank God I'm not American to be participating in their election, because I shake their head, because every year, every election time, it seems that they having issues. Americans having issues with their democracy, voting and participating. But I want to know what Bahamians see the current vice president. Is she a good option? And surely she may be a better option than the Republican candidate, Donald Trump. Or it doesn't matter. Does American politics matter, right? Let them worry about their bad choices that they have to make for themselves, right? But I thought that the points that he made, it's worth scrutinizing, worth scrutiny. And I said, I'll play it so it could be for future conversations that we'll have that conversation about Dr. Umar and his commentary on who to vote. I don't know who to vote for, but do black people vote as a bloc? Do they say, man, are you looking for a black candidate? whoever it is. I don't care whoever it is. Or are they a more discerning black Americans to say, man, I voted for the best candidate for me? And then coming back to the Bahamas, right? Do we vote as the bloc? Right? Do we vote as a bloc or do we vote as individuals and say, man, I like this candidate because this candidate makes more sense. He's done more things in my community. Or it's all about my party. Man, whoever my party sent, if they send a dog right now, I can support them because it's my party. I'm not sure if the listening audience noticed that there has been a number of protests over the weekend. In fact, I saw at the airport and that on the domestic side, all kind of Nassuvians was flying out to Grand Bahama to take part in some kind of protest. They protesting against the Port Authority in terms of light increase. I have a show planned, and I'm trying to understand the port, and hopefully that works out. I'm trying to do some research on it so I don't be that frivolous in terms of the interview, but more likely. But I want to understand the authority, the mandate of the port. And I'll be having that interview more likely, that interrogation more likely on Thursday. But I want to know if anyone noticed how many protests is happening at this third year of the Progressive Labour Party. Is it politically motivated? The one they had in Eleuthrum, with all the, I really know Harbour Island had that many people living on Harbour Island. And I see the minister said they're going to give them 50% discount and say the Nassau people can pay for it. That's how I say it. You hear me? I say it like that. Because you know nothing's a free lunch. Someone got to pay for it. Someone got to pay for it. That means that could be me, right? I got to pay for it. They're giving people 50% discount. And I said, they have authority to do them things. They always, these politicians always meddling in the businessman. But anyway, the phone lines are full. All kind of green light. Right, so let me allow one or two of these people to join me on this open line Tuesday, today, August 13th. Today's Fox Hill Day, by the way. So we passed there, by the way. Go ahead, Corey. Can you hear me? Go ahead, Corey. I can hear you now.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're live.
Hey, you're coming a little low, but I can hear you.
Yeah, it's all about hearing you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I like that clip. That's powerful, man. That's Republican. That's powerful. But you know, you was talking about security. I watch my prime minister all the time, and all the prime minister promise. I think the commissioner forces is that people get too close to the prime minister. You understand? I don't know if y'all watched and see that. I observe that all the time. And great leaders like the United States, they never let folks get that close to the president. You find what I'm saying?
Hey, listening.
Huh?
I'm listening. Go ahead. Keep on.
Right. So I want you to take a good look at that. And also, Commission, take a good look at that, too. Because, like you're talking about the motorcycle, that could have been an assassination right there. Normally, when a prime minister is on a road, the security police force and other forces would block that road until the prime minister passed and reaches destination. So what you ascribe to me, that was an easy target.
I think I petrified. I scared. And that's why I said I need to speak out.
When you ascribe it, I like to
I need
video.
To speak out and make sure the commissioner of police hear my urgency. Because I think he's too loose.
Huh?
Right now, the reaction is too loose to me.
That's right. It's too late. Like I said, in the future, they need to do a better. And I mean, no disrespect to some ladies. I old. In the back of the prime minister, guy in the prime minister. I said to myself, can they be a secret agent like Donald Trump drop on the prime minister? Because you put a roach in front of them, they run. You following me?
Yeah, man, I following you. Thank you very much, Cole. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Yeah, man. We have another caller there, Kermit. Patch that caller through for me. Good day, caller. How you doing? Go ahead, caller. You're live. No, that person is not there? Okay, that call is down. But you can always call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or call us from the Family Island, which is 242-300-5720 to join the conversation. It's open line Tuesday, and we're talking about what's in the name, what's in the news, and what is trending, and things that I was a little concerned about, right? And I saying that if I don't cry out now and get ignored, because I saying there's a motorcycle gang out there with the police is ignoring, and I say they're getting too close to our leadership, right? Whereas we need to address it. We need to tell them, stop it, right? They need to tell them, stop it before I get to the next level where someone gets hurt. Let's go to the callers again. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. That was Ponkinito just now, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ponkinito, I just want to say this. As a woman in a particular profession, roaches and stuff don't scare them. Okay, that's a personal thing. When it comes to your job, and to me, I feel like a woman is a better protector than an equal protector of anybody like a man could. Because some of the most protected persons are protected by women and men, for us. It's not just men. Come on now, that's not a fair thing to say, Ponzinito. We are professionals too. We know how to handle ourselves in any situation, just so you know. Okay? And Mr. Neary, I wanted a ticket to go to Lutra. And all those persons are not from Harbor Island. My son lives in Roxanne, and he is a part of the power outage, the daily power outage, too. So persons from other parts of Lutra went there to join them.
Okay, so more, there's a wider Lutra, so if Lutra protests.
I think so, because I know for sure my son is in Roxanne. And he calls me daily complaining that power outage. Some nights he can't sleep. He said, Mommy, I got to go to work in the morning. I don't know how I'm supposed to get up to go to work when I can't sleep. It's so hot. And I can't go outside because I can get bite from a mosquito. So you're between a rock and a hard place. So it's not just Harbor Island. I don't know what other settlements around in Roxanne, but he is within that area that always or have a power outage or water problem.
I feel for the people of Eleuthera.
I
and
do
they
do,
need
like
to
say,
protest
that's my son. He's
and show
Lutheran.
Their frustration.
I send him there to work because, you know, these young men going on here now, so I don't trust what's going on. So I took it upon myself to pack him up and ship him out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You understand? He wasn't a part of what was going on, but still, he's a young man in this country. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong friends, all these things can cost you.
Yes.
You understand? But I'm just saying, it's also in that part of Eleuthera that has that consistent problem. Yes, sir.
Thanks very much. I appreciate you calling. We have another caller there, Kermit. Pass that person through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, Papa.
Go ahead, Papa.
They say no problem with the Jamaicans doing the thing I'm there. Ain't got no problem with them.
I have no problem with them having their drink.
No, man. A good Jamaican food and all that thing, but we be buying all over the place. Come on, they bring Jamaica here for us. They celebrate their independence.
Yeah, good. But he have a problem with where they have it. Not that they haven't it, no. He's saying that Clifford Park is sick. Clifford Park is sacred. It's sacred
okay
ground. And my response is Clifford Park.
It's okay for the yard man them all. If it's okay to say yardy them, it's okay for them to do that. This kind of show, we one. You don't have a problem with that. The majority of us, right, think in Bahamas. Maybe you can have some Bahamian people say that ground is sacred. But the majority of us, we don't have a problem with it. You say how we feel about Kamala.
Yeah.
And yeah. We don't, kind of say we don't like her. We think she wicked.
How you tell a good woman she wicked? She never do nothing
no,
to
no,
you.
No, no, no. Listen, don't take it personal.
I ain't mad personal. You use a harsh word.
People have a view on me. They have a view on
I believe he's a good man.
Huh?
I believe he's, yeah.
I think
and you can't be calling people wicked who you don't know. Take the
say it again?
You can't be calling people wicked who you don't know.
I'm talking about from what I know without studying.
Do you what you hear about her? You ain't know that.
Come out on the news.
Okay, give me one thing.
Okay, it's like...
One thing.
One thing, and it's two more points to your Lucha thing.
Yeah, but one thing. I let you go Lucha. Give me one thing.
I understand, see, when she was the prosecutor or she's the attorney general.
Yeah, she locked up some bad people. She locked up some bad people.
No, but
good people should lock up.
People need to get locked up. They need to get locked up. I wonder why. Just like with Barack Obama, we thought like he's going to do some amazing things. One of the first, but the big things he do is make it for same-sex marriage. Well, this gal here, we talking about Kamala, right?
You can't call a gal though. That's the vice president.
This lady, right?
Okay.
It sounds like she, but I think she's a lunatic like Donald Trump.
How you know she see them big words? That's what I'm trying to say.
This is what she do.
You can't be talking like that about the vice president of the United States.
She push it for people who are in jail to be able to have sex change. Why would you want to? Why sex. Would you do that?
You want to have sex change outside jail.
I mean, even when you're outside, that's your right to do it. You cut up yourself whatsoever if you think you. It's like Kamala. Remind me of them people who are mad with God, who ain't comfortable with the skin they in, the way how God make them, and the traditional things with God, what has bring us some from. So Kamala is dangerous for the world, Judge America. All right, I wouldn't talk, but Tampon Tim. Why would you want to put tampons in the grade 4 boys' bathroom, even if they think there's woman? They don't do that thing. They don't use the tampons, right?
Unless what you trying to say with the Democrat Party? What you trying to say with the Democrat Party, man?
They play. Listen, if I was in America, I would have been a Republican. I couldn't do that. And listen to me. I respect everyone, right? Just like us PLPs over here. The PLPs stand for some things. The FNM, they kind of are similar in many different ways. People just want to judge people and say, well, if it's a Christian, I wouldn't go that far to say I can't understand them Christian people voting for Tampon Tim and lunatic Kamala, right? But that's their right to do it. That's their right to do it. What I wanted to say to the Lucha people, right? But for the last, I think we talk about it on your show and other radio stations, right? I was telling them to rise up, and they did it. They did it. And one of the things they're saying, no electricity, no water, no light, no all that stuff, right? And they say no votes, but what we got to do as Bahamian people, we got to start staying home and don't vote because we talk about we don't vote against our party. We got to vote their backside out when they treat you like dogs and treat you bad. Got to vote them out. Listen, today, you still there, Nuri?
I still here. Nuri,
today
I listen
is
to you
the
right.
Day when the police them read the people in from wherever, Scotland, the United States, whatsoever, the truth, and I think they leaving in 3 days' time. I wonder if they're having a press conference today, if they could tell us something. I wonder if they can interview the set who's still alive who was on that recording. Now, they say one person dead. I think they say they had someone who said he ain't no Jones on it, and they had a police officer on it. I wonder if they could interview them and tell the commissioner of the police to move on the side and let them have a pending investigation. They need to bring Jones on and Carolee to Bedlam to bring them there. You have anything to say to me before I go? Thanks.
Thanks. I can respond. I can hang
up. Yeah, Kamala's a lunatic. She's wicked.
No,
and
I
evil
move
for
on to what you're talking about. But
Kamala
with the
Harris
foreigners.
Is wicked and evil.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Leave that
okay.
good woman alone.
All right.
Stop calling people wicked. That good woman. I mean, some odd things she's do, but can't call her wicked. You call her odd, but you can't call her wicked. That's just wrong. But anyway, they're not even from Scotland. Yeah, that's a special group, English group. Coming here to the Bahamas, right? I have no clue what they're coming to do. They said they're coming to look over the files, not to physically investigate, not to interview the people involved, right? Those things would be done by Bahamian police officers. I see the commissioner of police is splitting hairs in the special branch. They all is police Bahamian police officers. They ain't no special branch. They have different people they put in a different department or in a different cubicle. But they're all inside the same police force. They're investigating themselves, right? I am uneasy with it, but I have confidence in the commissioner of police. And if the prime minister feels comfortable in what the commissioner of police is doing, it is what it is. And if there could be a fallout and when the Bahamian people say, no, we ain't interested in this, it falls squarely in our leadership. So that's how I see it. I'm a little uncomfortable with it. At least an investigation is being done, right? I just saying it should have been done by a private investigating force. I think it should have been led by the Attorney General of the Bahamas, since he is he's an independent arm of the government, and the chief prosecutor and the chief law enforcer. That's what he wanted to say. The Attorney General is the chief law enforcer. He's above, or at least parallel, but he's above the commission police. He should have been leading this charge on investigating the senior police officer to make sure the integrity of the police force stay intact. But that's just me. People might disagree. Clearly, the prime minister disagreed because the prime minister letting our commissioner police do what. Anyway, that's just me. I'm not sure if people are watching this. War that is happening on social media. There's a faction, two factions. And I saw it made headlines in terms of an exchange Pauline Davis is having with Stephen Gardner. Olympians, right? I saw one of the news clips put a pronouncement that they claimed that Pauline Davis said, right? but they quickly took it down. So I guess they couldn't confirm it, right, that she said it or not. But Facebook, social media being what social media does, we snapshot it. We snapshot that thing quick, right? If you will post it as a news agency and you won't check and verify if it's true, that's up to you. But now we get it. And we spinning that and forwarding that like crazy and have it as gospel, even though you took it down and say, yeah, I ain't really sure that is true or not. But it's a very salacious claim, they claim, that Pauline Davis said. But like I said, it can't be proven because they took it down. It can't be proven down. But since then, Bahamians have taken sides. Bahamian has taken sides. And now they either pro-Gardner or pro-Davis. And they believe that it is funny, right, to post salacious posts about our Olympians on either side. Think it's cute. Say, oh, I can make fun of this one. I can make fun of that one, all right? Because I pro this one and I for that one. But this is the best of us right here. Nobody's saying, hey, stop. No. Stop this. This ain't good, right? The whole world. I know I had a cousin from Jamaica who sent me back. She sent me back a Gardner post. Then sent me back with Pauline post. I said, how you know put this? He said, it all over Jamaican news. I said, they talking about us? I said, you're all just envious. I said, no, this, and they said, no, this ain't no envy. She said, in that silver voice, no, this ain't no envy. Cousin, this ain't no envy. And she have that Jamaican patois voice. So she said, nah, this ain't no envy. Anyway, let's go back to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Man, you're so excited. I really like the life you have in your voice.
I appreciate it. I need to do some like some speech type thing to get some commercials, but they hogging up the commercials here at Guardian, so they ain't using my voice at all.
I think you do a good job.
I think so. They pay more money for that. I try to get the money.
You're right.
Yeah, man.
I just want to touch on something that I'm reflecting on. It's a biblical passage, you know, where I think we seem to be living in a path where we are morally depraved. We seem to be allowing unrighteousness and wickedness and envy to sort of just overshadow the way we behave. It's like we are not giving a second thought before we make a decision. You know, I have some family members, you know, I hate to go shopping with them because just to buy one thing, or you go to Macy's, he will stay in the store for 2 hours just to buy a pants because he has to think it over. And, I mean, he gives it a lot of thought. I really wish we were persons in our society that really give thought to what our actions and the consequences as a result would come about. We don't seem to be doing that. We just, on the spur of a moment, picking up and being. We just seem to see that when the Bible talk about God gave them up unto a reprobate mind, this seemed to be fitting in the whole world today.
Mm.
You don't see that pattern seem to be taking shape where we have, you know, we don't want to have God in our knowledge anymore. I mean, I find very few people talk about God being the generator, the operator, and the destroyer. I don't hear that. I don't hear them looking at that word for what the meaning is and understanding that we have the power to create good and evil, and we seem to be following the creation of evil.
Mm. Definitely some kind of prophecy happening. Something.
Okay then. All right. I thought I was thinking wrong.
Hmm. But thank you very much, caller. I hear you. Some kind of prophecy happened. I see you. Let me read this text I get. It said, many Bahamians, including males and females, are misogynistic and don't like female leadership. These jokers include that idiot in the recording are talking negatively and spewing hateful comments against Kamala, but have they not seen Donald Trump, thrice divorced adulterer, in action? I'm no fan of many of the policies pushed by Democrats, but when compared to Trump's Republican, give me the Democrats any day. I'm praying she is elected. So Donald Trump and his corrupt children, oh God, I can call the people the children corrupt, can go back into the hole from whence they came. We have another caller on the line. I also want to talk about KB. Anyone saw KB letter? KB write one whole letter on his page, mash up everybody. I encourage you to go on KB's social media page to see it. I can talk about it. I try to get him. You know. He just texts me, say he apologized because he missed his appointment today. I say, that's my friends, you know. Anyway, let's go to this caller right here. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon. Good morning. I know what's racist. Like, have you ever heard of somebody named Senator Strong Thurmond? Jesse Hams? Strong Thurmond was so racist, he had a black daughter. He raped him.
Oh, see? Gone. Anyway, let's continue. Recently, let me go, if I can find this article regarding KB. Recently, KB wrote a note on his page about a new act that the government has passed regarding regarding copyright infringement, right? He made commentary because the law says that you cannot perform a person's music without their permission, without paying them and compensate them, right? And I, the act right here, if I have time, I'll be able to go and read that section, right? But this has implications throughout the Bahamas, especially for regattas. Especially, where are you going to this weekend? Goombe Festival, because that Goombe thing nice, eh? If you ain't going to yet. Because all of them playing covers. Every last one playing KB song and people who write song. But our government has made it, if lack of a better word, illegal for you to play other people's music. His cover, you got to pay him. You can't be in one band and say, man, we just play covers. You got to pay people to play their covers or don't or write your own music. And that conversation, I just want to have with KB. And he still texts me back and forth. He said, you can call me after the show. I want him to go in detail on what it means, right? What he mean by that he want to be paid. Watch me cause controversy. Kermit, watch me. Watch this, Kermit. KB have one Boatman song. It's a beautiful song. I think it's the best song for the last year. But you know who sing that song just as well? Bloody. That's how you pronounce it? Bloody? Kermit, that's how you pronounce his name? Bloody? Yeah. Bloody sings that. But Bloody don't pay KB. And KB saying, true that, go on your page, you write the whole thing. On his Facebook page is, if you can sing my song, even though you sound good, every time you sing my song, I'm supposed to get $0.05, $0.30, or $20. Or don't sing my song. Go and sing somebody else's song. Right? Because the law has passed would give me permission to tell you, no, you can't sing it without paying me. And this is where we are. And I'm not sure if Bahamians understand this law pass. And I need to have a show on it, especially regarding the orange economy and moving forward. That you can't. And see, in our exuberance of trying Bahamian musicians and artisans, right? Especially on the family island. Our government has empowered musicians to come down to the family island and perform all these rake and scrape and regatta and say, man, come and sing and entertain the Bahamians down there. But these people who are going down there ain't get no song. They singing covers. And the people who write the song ain't getting paid. And that's what the lady is who's getting round, who's round out today. Sweet Emily. That's why Sweet Emily got mad at that young woman who ain't had no hit, but she gone to that big school, but never sing a song would ever become a hit. All the songs are just average, right? But her and husband, anyway, I won't go in detail about that. My point with Emily was trying to make is, they hire her, and they hire her to sing her song, Emily's song, and Emily ain't got no money. And so she actually said, the law passed. We say, if you're going to sing my song, you got to pay me. Or you got to sing your bad songs with nobody like, right? And try and make money off of that. No matter how much you go to those good school in the United States for music, but the songs ain't no hit. No one playing the song. No one interested in playing that. You win the 50th anniversary independence come. You win that, and then nobody even know the song would win because the songs were saying good. Thank God for that boy who sing that next song. I say, where this text goes? It says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. There is a video going around regarding a Jonkun rush out in the hospital. That can't happen. That's a fake video. That's AI. That in the hospital? Where that is? But he ain't in the hospital. See? Kermit knows, but he's saying in the hospital. Let me read the finish read. They say, how in tarnation can this happen? With all COVID still prevalent and visitors are unable to enter the hospital without masks, coupled with the noise, etc., etc. How can this be allowed? This was terrible. This a terrible decision. And like I said, Kermit say he ain't in the hospital. Text her. I ain't seen the video, but Kermit say he ain't in the hospital. He ain't in the hospital. I'm not sure where it is. That is an office section. That's the hospital still. If it's an office section, he ain't in the hospital proper. You ever gone to the hospital and see that new section they put a bill for sick people and they put all the offices? But that's the hospital. No junk new band. It shouldn't be no junk new band and no hospital. Have that outside where you could breathe. You can't be going to the hospital with junk new. Who pay for that? Who pay for that? Where the minister? Where the minister? Oh boy. Reading these texts to see if any of them is worth reading. Let's see. Say, this person says, send me the video of the motorcycle gang. Go on and see Anery Page, man, and Motorcycle Gang Radio. We have several motorcycle gangs inside the Bahamas that we need. The Commissioner of Police needs to rectify and put in their place before it get out of control, right? The text say they don't go on Facebook. Okay, we get that word out. We have another caller there. We have another caller. Pastor Corey, go ahead, Corey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that couldn't be in the platinum, right? If they more professional, more senior man. Them. You said that was the Prime Minister car? Or
ain't sure. I know it's a Cabinet Minister car. I see the police in the back there and the outrider person in the
only
back there.
Outriders only speak with the deputy and the Prime Minister, eh?
And it's well, that's my point. That's my point. And if the Prime Minister was out...
From what you described, we see on that video, Sonny, like they were saluting him back in the days. That's how we used to care on when we see the boss or something.
The gang? What kind of boss? Tell me the boss. What type of boss? Huh? What kind of boss are you talking about?
Say that again.
What type of boss are you talking about? What kind of boss have you seen?
Back in the days, if we see the boss or somebody.
What type of boss are you talking about?
They salute the Prime Minister or somebody.
You say back in the day when we had no motorcycle, we used to do what? You saying?
Say that again.
You say back in the day when we had no motorcycle, we used to do what with the boss?
When we had the motorcycles and stuff, when we be on the road, we see the boss or something or do something.
Well, what country just happened?
Like that. Sonny, they were saluting us there. But
what country just used to happen? You say this happened.
How young? You young, right?
You say this is Red for Linden? There's a pop bicycle.
Who
boss you talking about? Minutes? Huh? You talking about minutes? Is a pop bike for minutes?
You know what I talking about.
No, I ain't know nothing you talking about. You making this up, man.
Sagittarius just like me. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, man. You just making that story up. Stop it. Stop it. You can do it in criminality. Stop it. Stop it. Let's go to the next corner. Say back in the days, you do that for Linden. They had no motorbike back then. Go ahead, caller. You hear me? Call the girl once. Call the girl twice. Okay, go ahead, right? Now, see, this thing with KB and letter and his letter, right, had some ramifications in terms of how we do music and moving forward. And the musicians' associations need to come forward and actually show him support and make sure that their membership understand what is happening, especially Ministry of Tourism. I love Ministry of Tourism, what they're doing. But clearly, Ministry of Tourism and Ministry of Culture, because tourism is prepared to have people sing other people's music and pay them, right? Say, man, that's up to y'all. But culture saying, no, man, you got to pay these people. So there needs to be some kind of conclave. There needs to be some kind of educational thing now moving forward so we understand what is happening. I see the texter say it was the hospital staff and a junk group who was rushing through to the hospital. I Lord, that's why you have the devil. Text Darvill and ask him what's going on. Since a retirement, they need to have a retirement party like at Bahama, like everyone else. That's where the money is spent. They can't be having the retirement party and junk crew rush out in the hospital. That's why he's saying, Kermit. But it was a junk crew rush out. It can't be having no junk crew rush out in the hospital. It bringing sick people. Suppose someone cough. Suppose someone that all for cough cost the whole hospital shut down. See? All for cough. Saying, CA, if you Google Senator Strong Thurmond and Senator Jeff, they were leaders in the Republican Party, but they were very racist. Senator Thurmond had a black daughter. Nobody knew. Oh, yeah, but we're talking about the current man. We're talking about Trump, and we're talking about Harris. The Honorable Harris and Honorable Trump. So I tell you this, like the cartel, the boss, a.k.a. El Jefe. So you are suggesting that was a tribute to a criminal enterprise when these motorcycle people doing foolishness inside the road. See, even the very idea of that is scary. And I believe the Commissioner of Police needs to deal with it. senior police officers need to deal with it. But I'd like to remind people that today, Tuesday is Fox Hill Day. All roads lead to Fox Hill. You come out and you celebrate with the community. I know you might be to work, but you come out tonight. And if you have lunch break, you come out during your lunch break. But Fox Hill is one of the last communities that celebrate themselves. You know, Fox Hill Day, they celebrate the Africanness, right? In Fox Hill, now is Gnep season. You come through, there are all kinds of Gneps. Mango season gone, so you don't come and find no mango. But we have avocados on the side of the road. You could just drive through there and pick up any kind of avocados. And we have Gnep on the side of the road. And of course, we always have Dilly. If you want to get one or two Dilly, you pass through there. I would like to also say good afternoon to my stepfather, Jack. I know he's listening. Just to let him know that I love him. Make sure he's well. I haven't spoken to him for the week. So I just want to say good morning to him as he listens. To say, hey, your son acknowledged you on the radio whilst you're listening. I want people to be safe out there. All eyes is watching now this non-Scotland Yard people who are in the Bahamas, supposed to be in the Bahamas today, as they help with this investigation of the senior police officer, right? The investigation is not that they'll be intimately involved in the investigation, where they'll be going on the road, as they say. They'll be looking over policies and procedures. I think our procedures are okay. Imagine if they see something wrong with our procedures. That's a whole different kettle of fish. That's a whole different spectacle if they find our procedures on how we police is odd, right? That's a whole different narrative. I don't think what's happening is adequate, but it all boils down to leadership. And the leadership goes up as high as the Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister advised, encouraged the Commissioner of Police to do what he got to do and say, hey, whatever you see fit, Commissioner, but I believe you need to bring someone from foreign to come and help you. And the Commissioner said, I'll bring someone from foreign, but he ain't helping me investigate. I'll bring them, but they ain't help me investigate. They can look over policies and procedures, you know, because we follow policies and procedures, right? But he ain't gonna help me to investigate. So it is what it is. I can squeeze this last caller because it's 58. 11:58 caller. So you could be the last caller I can squeeze in, and then I got to end the show. Pass the caller through there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller. You hear? Oh, that's that. It's now 11:59. That means the music play. I can let the music play some bit because this is my theme song. Some people say I need to change it. Get more upbeat. See, ain't coming. Listen. That's my music. That means C.A. Nuri is on. Anyway, it has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.